This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, July 30th. While wheat rallies a bit in trading upon word of Russian export reduction from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Wheat rallied as well. The reduction in that Russian exports really gave the market a shot. And I think that wheat was maybe leading the market today that really pulled it a little bit higher. It gave us all a boost. And most of all, the other data is pretty bearish with wheat. That's why it was actually pretty positive. But maybe what's happening in Russia cutting their exports, which would definitely bring everything to the U.S. I was thinking that maybe these prices are a little bit too high to be competitive with the EU, but it's very possible that we can get a little bit more of an equilibrium and start to move some of our grain. So we're going to watch day by day, certainly with the weather, but all eyes are definitely going to be on that August 12th report, and that's still a couple of weeks away, so we're going to see our markets pretty volatile between now and then.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 7.5 at 502.5. September corn was up 2.5 at 417.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 4.5, ranging from 561.5 to 571.5. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 8, ranging from 607.5 to 612.5. Live cattle for August was down a quarter at 108.62.5. August feeder cattle was down $1.42.5 to 142.22.5. And July Class 3 milk was down a penny at 17.47.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.